VR mobile. W2T0TR. N0TR mobile.
What do you want, old man? I was in the other room. Had to get up and come in here to the radio. W2T.
Well, good. Interrupted you. Oh, nothing, Rusty. Just, I told you earlier we'd probably be out mobile, just passing the goat farm here, headed towards Highway 14. And it's sprinkling, and I think the grandson might be up in the air in an open cockpit ultralight. That might not be too pleasant if it starts raining.
How well it drains out when it rains inside.
And in open cockpits, I've never flown in a biplane, but I have flown in paragliders. And I really, really enjoyed it, except we made a couple hard landings, but other than that, it's a hoot.
I've never been up in that. I've been up in hot air balloons, and I like flying in those. And it's just the landings that you've got to be careful of, because you don't want to land in the middle of a power line with one of those. It could be a real electrifying experience, you know?
That's a good one. I've seen the results of that, and it's not too pleasing. Well, where'd you do that at?
Well, years ago, I was covering a couple of balloon events, one here in Spartanburg and one over there in Greenville, Freedom Weekend Loft, when they had that over there in Greenville. And they had a similar type of event over here in Spartanburg on separate different years. And the paper I was shooting things for, they wanted some aerial photos, so I made some calls and got hooked up with pilots, and I got to fly with them on one of their during one of the events that was going on. And that's wild up there. I mean, it's the only time you have noise is when they're using the burner.
Yeah, and I've seen those catch on fire. But, I don't know, I'm not too crazy about those. I mean, I'd love to see the view. My cousin, who passed away a couple years ago, he went up in one up in New York, and they really enjoyed it. But that's a little too much at the mercy of the wind for me. And, you know, the ultralights are, if you talk to a lot of your general aviation pilots, they'll tell you no way would they go up in one of those. We had one back at Atkinson Airport in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and a guy, and I think it was his brother, had just finished up building one. And my friend who had taken me up to take some aerial photographs of his home and that, had built several home builds, but they were, you know, Aeronicas and stuff like that. And they were fairly safe, small plane, about like a Cessna 150. But the very first flight, they were coming over the airfield, and those guys were sitting out at the hangar. And it got right over the airfield, and it seemed like something broke, and it just nosedived right into the airfield. And they had one bolt that had come loose, and I think it was on the elevator, and they nosedived right there in front of the crowd on their very first flight.
Problems with those, all kinds of things, you know, they're all... It seems like that in any of those things that you get involved with, you can get, you know, there can be a problem with it. And you just have to go and take your chances if that's what you want to do. So, you know, and that's the way it goes. And you know, you just take your chances. That's all you can say. And where are you off to today?
To my mom's meat market, headed towards Wade Hampton and down through Greer. And we're headed out to the Triple Tree Aerodrome. You'll hear the GPS talking to me some, which is over by Woodruff, which is supposedly about 31 minutes from our house, and to watch his graduation. I hope it doesn't start pouring down rain till after that anyways. We could sure use the rain, that's for sure. We're right here where that big water leak happened on Highway 14, if you know where that's at here. Oh, about a month ago. It's 10-0-TR Mobile.
Yep, I know. So anyway, but yep. We all have a good day, and be careful out there, and try to stay dry, and everything else, because I'm sure that they'll have that thing, have whatever is necessary inside, so it will keep you dry. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, and y'all be careful out there and have a good day, and we'll talk at you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now, Tom.
Okay, nope. I'm just watching the jet take off from GSP. Well, in the general aviation world, a single-engine aircraft, mathematically, someday it's going to have an engine out. Now, I've got one friend that I flew with that said, you know, they make these German aircraft now, I can't think of the name of them, and they have a parachute in them, and you can just pull a lever and it'll drop the airplane down, albeit on the nose, but you will still survive the crash. I don't know what this semi-truck's doing. Oh, he's turning into the Spink station. But we're right here at Wade Hampton and Highway 14 and headed downtown Greer there and then out to the left. Take care, Rusty. Have a good day. We wish you'd get some rain, too, because I'm sure you need it out there. Nice hearing you this morning. And I'll say 73s and be clear. This is N0TR Mobile.